Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March 15th. The grains closed mixed with May corn up 9¾ cents at 7.58. That was 22 cents off the lows. May wheat up 58 cents at 11.54. That was a good 57.58 cents off the lows. And May beans down 11¾ cents at 16.58¾. We were almost 20 cents off our lows there. The crude oil closed down 6.57 a barrel, down to 96.44. That was about $3 off the lows, so it could have been a little bit worse there. The dollar closed up just a few ticks, back over 99 cents, which is still a major problem, in my opinion, for the wheat. Now, the corn and beans opened lower off the Chinese situation. Palm oil prices down as the Chinese are quarantining and isolating a couple of their cities. And palm oil demand, soy oil demand is being questioned out here, though the soy oil did rally about 140 ticks off of its lows here today. The wheat market opened up basically about 7-8 cents higher, made the lows in the first minute or so, and then put on a 60-plus cent rally. I'm not sure why we didn't open up higher with the crop ratings as bad. I think the corn and beans probably tempered that, but once the opening hit, funds came in and were big buyers of wheat. They probably bought at least 25,000 contracts of wheat on the day out here. The problems in Russia and Ukraine persist. The talks are still going on, but apparently Putin came out and said there wasn't anything too productive going on there, so we'll have to see. I now have the funds back long. Obviously, they were long, you know, for the last couple of weeks. They got short here the other day, not much, and they're back long again here today. That's my best guess, but it's kind of hard in these kind of volatile markets to keep track of exactly what the funds are trying to do out here. Corn rallied 22 cents off its lows as the wheat rallied 60 cents. I'm not sure. I think that's necessarily a good thing out here. You know, the Chinese demand is going to be down. We haven't seen any real activity. The world is convinced that China is going to be buying corn and wheat and beans. We really have seen no evidence of that. They're convinced the world's going to have to buy corn and wheat. Again, we've seen no evidence of that. With the dollar at 99 cents, is the world going to be able to afford it? Or are they going to try to scamper and use substitutes wherever they can? I think that's going to be the case more than them just stepping up to the table and buying U.S. grains at these kind of prices and with the dollar at such a strong price out here. But overall, it was kind of a mixed day with the crude down. Right now it's down 7.30 a barrel, but the Dow Jones is making highs. It's up 6.33. You wouldn't think the Dow would rally 633 points if there wasn't something positive out of Ukraine, but we certainly haven't seen anything so far. So again, we play the guessing game with Ukraine and Russia. We'll see where that goes. The crush this afternoon came in at 165. It's a low number, but it's a February number with a shortened month. So really, I don't think it means too much out here. Soy oil stocks were slightly higher, which was a little bit of a surprise to the market. So we'll see what tomorrow brings. We'll certainly be watching the weather on the Southern Plains to see if they do get some rains. If they do, I think this market's going to be right back down again. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.